Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans le mot de la semaine sur Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to our weekly word study where we learn and analyze a specific word in French. If you're new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. Today's word, or should I say this week's word, is going to be se désaltérer in French. Se désaltérer. Before I move on, make sure to click on the link in the description of this episode, that way you can read everything. So the word se désaltérer in French is actually a verb. What does it mean and how do we conjugate it? So first of all, let's take a look at the meaning of this verb. In French, the definition is faire cesser sa soif en buvant or apaiser la soif. Let me repeat that. Faire cesser sa soif en buvant or apaiser la soif. Basically, se désaltérer means to quench one's thirst. For example, Arthur se désaltère avec un jus de fruits. Arthur is quenching his thirst with fruit juice. How do we conjugate the verb se désaltérer? Se désaltérer is a regular verb from the first group. First group verbs are regular verbs that end in ER. The verb se désaltérer is also a reflexive verb. And this is how you conjugate it in the present tense, le présent de l'indicatif. Je me désaltère. Tu te désaltères. Ils, elles, on se désaltère. Nous nous désaltérons, vous vous désaltérez, il, elle se désaltère. When used as a reflexive verb, don't forget to add your reflexive pronoun. This reflexive pronoun is going to show, it's going to indicate that the verb is reflexive, meaning it applies to one's self. So when I say je me désaltère, it actually means I am quenching my self's thirst, if that makes any sense. But you get the message. Reflexive verbs apply to one's self. So when you see a reflexive pronoun in a verb, it means that it's applying to one's self. So myself, yourself, etc. How do we construct sentences with se désaltérer? Well, actually, it's possible to use se désaltérer by itself and not applying the reflexive pronoun. Let's try to compare. Let's first take a look at the reflexive verb, se désaltérer. Le cheval se désaltère. The horse is quenching its thirst. This is the reflexive verb. The subject of the sentence is le cheval, but it's also the object of the verb. We are actually referring to it as se. This is our reflexive pronoun. Le cheval se désaltère, as it's quenching itself. Now let's take a look at the use of just désaltérer without the reflexive pronoun. L'eau est la meilleure boisson pour désaltérer. This means water is the best drink to quench thirst. So here the verb désaltérer does not really apply to anyone. It's just stating the fact that water is the best drink to quench thirst. Any kind of thirst, basically. I hope you enjoyed this week's word. If you would like to check out more words, make sure to click on the link in the description of the episode. And I actually have more weekly words on my website, learntofrench.com. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouveau mot sur Learn to French. Au revoir!